Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I have my own technology. So I got my voice works technologically.
The mouthophone.
Boom, 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 boom. It's the Doug X program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It is also time now for technology in the news. Tech talk time. So we don't have Stebbin today. He really did a lot of damage to his back. He's in tough shape.
Poor guy.
They hold a good thought for him.
There must be an app for that, though, right?
Kim, yes, right. Kim is busy. I don't know. Everybody's busy. So here we are. They're all doing the Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
They should be like me and do it while we're doing the show.
Yes. I have plenty of that to do. Today's technology talk in a moment here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Games and family go hand in hand, so why not create a game that's all about your family?
Think of it as your own family's Trivial Pursuit, and it doesn't have to cost a thing. You can simply use sheets of paper with questions written on them and a blank sheet of paper for scoring.
Create a list of questions about your close family. It will be a walk down memory lane.
You may extend it to the larger family. That's a great way to help your kids learn more about your whole family.
Make the questions both interesting and fun.
Obviously, you want to avoid embarrassing family members so that it remains a fun endeavor and doesn't turn into the family feud.
That's a sure way for your game to not be a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man's 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The minion!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer became the first receiver to win Super Bowl MVP honors. In Super Bowl X, his acrobatic catches and 161 receiving yards helped lead the Steelers to victory.
Now he fires for the ball.
So, where is Lynn Swann now? Lynn spent 30 years wearing the yellow blazers of ABC Sports. He serves on the boards of Heinz and Hershey Resorts and is part owner of the Arena League's Pittsburgh Power. Lynn's a past chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness, and in 2006, he threw his hat in the political ring.
If you want change, I'm your guy. I want to be governor of Pennsylvania.
Not enough votes to get elected, but more than enough to make it into Canton. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Minion!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.
The Doug Steffen Good Day way to ferret our way through the parental problems people have at this time of year. What do I get my children? The thing that I find interesting, as your children get older, parents are continuing the, let's say you buy your child something when he or she is 12, and they get a smartphone or some device, and then a couple of years later they're on the family plan, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. How long were you on your father's family plan or the company plan? Maybe you still are.
I'm still on the company plan. But to be fair, I've also worked for the company for a long time.
Yeah. Well, my children obviously have done work for me on the air, off the air for years, but now they're on their own. It was quite a long time ago that I had my children off of the of my cellular bill. But I just wonder, I'm asking this question because I think at this time of year, when so many people are adding so many things to their service, have you thought about what it is that perhaps might be a responsible way of handling these phones or these devices that you get? Because it's so easy you just leave things the way they are and the children grow up and they still are on your plan. I would think that by the time they get to be of age, they ought to start paying for their own. And especially the overages. How often do you see that? Right?
With all the text messages. Yeah. The data.
1 year after graduation, have them paying their bill. Just take them off of yours and have them get their own.
I think it's healthy during high school. I mean, look, I had a car payment during high school. I think having a cell phone payment is pretty reasonable if you're over 15 or 16 years old.
If your child has a job, they ought to be paying for whatever it costs them to live, whether it's the home, whether it's the car, whether it's these kind of devices. Come on.
You know what we're acknowledging?
What are we acknowledging?
That all kids have cell phones, Dougie.
I know. Well, I don't. That's not. I'm trying to remember.
I didn't get one until I drove a car.
Yeah.
That was when it went.
They weren't around when my kids were kids.
Pretty much for me too. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I think this is a responsible thing to sort of remind you of as you go into the season, because you're going to buy a lot of these things. And, oh, okay. Well, just add it to my account for now, and it stays there forever. Not a good idea. Teach your children responsibility. Have them pay their bills. 59 after. This is Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.